This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
You're listening to Comedy Central.
Please welcome Sholo Mariduena. Sholo Mariduena, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you for
having
me.
It's so good to have you here. You are experiencing a trajectory that few people have ever experienced. Obviously, people love you on Cobra Kai. You know, every outlet from E! News all the way through to, like, every publication online is just like, you are the it guy. I think I read somewhere they said, you are the internet's boyfriend.
The internet's boyfriend. Okay. Yeah. That's, I haven't heard that one before.
I've never heard it either.
I think my mom maybe wrote that. Maybe she was putting in a good word for me.
But you really are having a great run. Congratulations. I mean, Cobra Kai, what is it, season five now?
Season five. Yeah. I hope we get to do another one.
It seems like you will.
Five seasons.
It seems like you will. Mm-hmm. It's a really popular show. I've always wondered this, you know, because the show is so popular. Mm-hmm. I grew up watching The Karate Kid, right? And then I see this show, and then you're on it, and I'm like, you weren't even alive when The Karate Kid came out.
I was barely alive when the Jaden Smith one came out. I had seen it, though. I mean, it's pivotal.
Okay.
Yeah, I feel like everyone has seen it, right? It definitely is something that only until the show had released did I realize was so close to so many people's hearts.
It's part of the lore. It's part of, you know, it went around the world.
It's
American
culture. They got their own Marvel Cinematic Universe. They're bringing people from the past.
It does feel like that. Yeah. Let's talk a little bit about the show itself. Yes. You know, you're learning martial arts and everything. Mm-hmm. You're learning your karate. Yeah. Do you actually learn? Because I like how people get to learn the stuff on the shows they're doing. Can you fight?
I can fight, yes. I don't know if I can fight well. Ah. I think if I were to be in a fight in real life, I'd be like, can you throw it with the other hand? I'd only know how to block it on this side.
I've practiced it this way.
Yes, yeah.
If there was a camera, I'd beat you up right now.
Exactly,
it's that type of
exactly,
vibe.
Exactly. Yes. But, I was very fortunate that the character didn't know karate either at the beginning. So I was able to play it along. Like, I remember being in the chemistry read and faking that I couldn't do a push-up. And they were like, this guy's hilarious. This guy's our guy. And I was like, what? His timing is crazy.
But now you've gotten better, I'm assuming.
But now I can do a push-up, yes.
You know, the show is beloved. You are also somebody who people are getting to know. You've had a really interesting journey. I mean, you started acting at the age of 10, I believe.
10,
Like, how are you normal?
No one else is honestly.
I feel like a lot of child stars aren't well adjusted, and as they grow up, they become like. And I understand what happens to them. I'm not even blaming them.
No.
But you seem normal. You know, I met your mom. She's great, and you're just like
she's,
having.
She's like you also. Yeah, she's normal as well. I went to public school most of my life. Even in high school, I kept along with the curriculum. I was in a regular high school. And my core group of friends are the friends that I've had for the longest time.
That's the secret.
And I was also really blessed that Cobra Kai blew up over the pandemic. So I wasn't out and about. There wasn't walking around with, you know, the Stranger Things kids like, oh, don't take pictures. I was at home like, oh, man. Going to Trader Joe's with my mask on like, guys,
do you
nobody?
Know who's under here? Yeah. Oh. It's been so cool to see your rise because, I mean, obviously Cobra Kai is great, but now, I mean, to be a superhero, this is almost everyone's dream. Yeah. You know, DC tapped you as the Blue Beetle, which is historic. And what's also impressive is that you they didn't ask you to audition for the role.
No, I think, you know, I was very fortunate. I had met the director, Angel Manuel Soto, who's you know, I give him credit for all of this because he really believed in me. And I had met him at Sundance a few years prior to the movie, and I guess I left somewhat of an impression, and he had watched the show, and he was like, I think this is perfect. And obviously, we had had conversations. It wasn't like, I got a call like, you got it, you're the guy. And I was
that would be great. You are the blue beetle.
I'm like, what? Okay. A package gets sent with the scarab. No. But we had conversations about it, yeah. And I think we were really on the same page with what the movie meant, mm-hmm. you know, not only to myself and him, but to the greater community, brown community,
yeah,
Latino
definitely.
Community, and,
yeah,
and,
no.
and we were on the same page, so we're like, let's do it.
It means so much to community. It also means so much to see somebody as young as you in an industry that for so long was defined in a certain way, yeah. redefining what that industry is. I wonder even beyond how people perceive you, how do you process the world that you're in, you know, with social media, with all these things? Because the previous generation of actors and celebrities yeah. didn't have to deal with that. Do you ever find that there's a lot of pressure to be in two worlds? You can't just focus on what you do, you have to focus on how people see you online, or is that just part of your life?
I think it definitely is something to think about, mm-hmm. but also I like to have fun. I definitely am a big proponent of like you can't take yourself too seriously. Like oh. I would love to do Vogue and stuff like that, but also I pull out my butt cheeks all the time. Like I'm definitely a normal 21-year-old, and my family was super like they are also always like just you're also a kid. Like you can be a kid and that's yeah. okay. And obviously there's a sense of professionalism that comes with being in this industry, but that all kind of came naturally working around adults all mm-hmm. the time. And the first show that I ever worked on for a couple years was the show called Parenthood, and I was around only adults. So it was kind of odd being around like Ray Romano or these guys, and I was just like, yeah, we're having regular conversations.
These are my coworkers.
Yeah, these are my coworkers, and then I would go back to school like nobody would believe me because nobody as a middle schooler watched Parenthood. They were like, so they were like, my mom's cry to you, but I don't know this. So I was, you know, with the social media, I've been able to kind of just. Do me.
I like that. Yeah. I think that's a great motto for life. It's like, you know, do what you do, work really hard, but always remember to pull your butt cheeks out.
Always remember to pull your butt cheeks out. Yeah.
Congratulations.
Thank you for having me on the show. Show Lamar Iguana, everybody.
The Daily Show with Trevor Noah, Ears Edition. Subscribe to The Daily Show on YouTube for exclusive content and stream full episodes anytime on Paramount Plus.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.
Are you ready to take charge of your health journey? Look no further than Trinity School of Natural Health. With their flexible online programs, you can receive the comprehensive education you need to care for your loved ones or step into the thriving field of natural health. Why choose Trinity? Because their programs offer more than just coursework. You'll interact with experienced instructors, connect with like-minded peers, and even participate in optional live events to hone your skills. If you've ever thought about becoming a certified natural health professional, the CNHP program at Trinity School of Natural Health is the perfect certification course. You'll equip yourself with the knowledge and skills to make a real difference in the lives of others. Turn your passion for natural health into a rewarding career. Visit trinityschool.org today to learn more about the Certified Natural Health Professional Certification Program. Go to trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org. Trinity School of Natural Health. Transform your life. Transform the world.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.